New Haven. The Employees Retirement Fund for Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. And again, I'd like to be able to navigate through the agenda. I don't think it's going to be too long today from what I'm seeing here, but I've seen that change in nanoseconds. Item one, approval of the minutes of the previous meeting of April 20th.
Mr. Chair, this is Mark Petrosmal. I'd like to move for approval.
Motion is made. Is there a second?
This is Kathy Graves. I'll second.
Thank you. All right, I'd like to call, is there any discussion on this motion? In the absence of, I'd like to call for a vote on this by name, and I'll start with Trustee Whetstone.
Aye.
Trustee Graves.
Aye.
Mayor Elker, Trustee Elker.
Yes.
Trustee Gormany.
Aye.
Trustee Petrosimone.
Aye.
Trustee Sagnello is also an aye. I'd like to put item two on hold for a moment. Item three is information only on the age annuity rule of 80 early retirements. And again, it does not require the deliberation or discussion with the board members. It's all done by contractual provisions and the numbers are the numbers. Unless there is a question on item number three, the trustee, I'd like to go to item number four. Item four, contribution withdrawals. This also is an item that's information only. It's the calculation is done on the basis of contractual provisions. Is there a question on item four that a trustee might have? I'd like to take items five and six, which are informational only. Together, death after retirement of Elizabeth Barry and Jack Cressman. And item six is the death of a survivor after retirement, Joan Baisley. If I can call upon the trustees for a moment of silence for the repose of the souls. Rest in peace. Thank you very much. Item seven, payment of bills.
Madam, Mr. Chair, this is Kathy Graves. I move that we pay the bills.
Motion has been made. Is there discussion on that motion? Is it second to that motion? I'm sorry.
I second the motion, Mario Zingari.
Mario, good to have you here. Motion to made the second. Is there discussion on this motion? If not, a motion has been made properly second. Call by voice vote. Trustee Whetstone.
Aye.
Trustee Graves.
Yes.
Trustee Elker.
Yes.
Trustee Zingari.
Yes.
Trustee Gormany.
Aye.
Trustee Petrosimone.
Aye.
Trustee Sagnello is also an aye. All right, if we can return to I don't believe there's anything under item eight, old business, unless I'm wrong. If I can proceed to item nine, anything under new business the trustees would like to address? Then I'll return back to item number two, administrative matters. I noticed there is a 3% COLA increase effective July 1, 2022 for pensioners of our fund. And that's the maximum that I believe we're entitled to, correct?
That's correct.
Hi, Jerry. This is Leanna.
How you doing, Leanna?
Good, thank you. Yeah.
How are your children?
Oh, they're good. Thank you for asking. the letter will state it's actually higher than 3%, but you're correct. The max tier is 3%. So everyone who's in that tier one will get the 3%. And then those with a lower percentage, say 2%, would only get the 2%, et cetera.
Okay. Mark, you don't mind that, do you?
No.
I don't either. although the cost of living went up about 8, right? That brings us half back.
8.3.
I know. Under administrative matters, again, if there's any questions related to item 2A, the 3% COLA increase, we'd be happy to entertain it. If not, we can go on to item B, which is the annual report. And administratively, can that be addressed, Liana?
Yes. So Hooker and Holcomb presented this annual report to me about a week or two ago, and I had Carolyn and Jack look it over, and they made a few changes. Carolyn, I don't know if you want to speak on anything that was updated. Otherwise, this is the official annual report that I'll have posted to the webpage.
This is Carolyn. So we need to vote on this, and also it needs to be presented to the Board of Alders. The changes that we made were we added Trustee Whetstone, we updated the investments, and we updated certain provisions regarding the executive management and confidential employee provisions and the attorney union provisions, things that had come up over the last couple of years in terms of interpretations, and we put them in there so it would be clear to people. But I recommend this. It's probably the clearest statement of the plan that we have, putting everything together for all of the unions.
All right, on the advice of legal counsel, the annual report has been reviewed. It appears to be in total compliance with all federal, state, and city federal laws, state statutes, city ordinances. That being the case, I'd like to call for a voice vote on it, on the acceptance of the annual report. Can I hear for a vote to accept it?
I move to accept the annual report.
Motion has been made.
Kathy Graves, that second.
Kathy, thank you for a second. Is there discussion on the annual report? If not, I'd like to call for a voice vote on it. Trustee Whetstone?
Aye.
Trustee Graves?
Yes.
Trustee Elliker?
Yes.
Trustee Zangari?
Yes.
Trustee Petrosimone?
Aye.
Trustee, where's Michael?
I have it, Jerry. Aye.
Aye, thank you very much. And I am also an aye. I lost you on my screen for a minute, Mike.
I know we voted, but I had a quick question, if that's all right.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't impact my vote, but I noticed at the end of the report, it's advising people to use electronic transfer if possible. That's not something I presume that we can require.
That's correct.
I think the state.
I mean, we could require it. I mean, we could put it in as a policy. That is possible. I don't think there's any prohibition against requiring that. I don't know. What were you going to say, Jerry? I mean, we'd have to look into it.
But I thought at one point it wasn't so much our determination, whether it's a payroll issue or a pension issue. I thought it was the state of Connecticut, again, back then, I don't know about now, that did not allow for a mandatory direct deposit. Because some people at the time didn't have accounts set up for direct deposit.
Is this something that the trustees want me to look into and report back?
Before we dive in, Leanna, is this burdensome or not?
Leanna, it's not burdensome. I mean, I would say 90-95% anyways. At least the ones that we retire and meet, like currently go for the direct deposit. Obviously there are still people without direct deposit, but those are mostly people who have retired years and years ago and probably never set it up then. But anytime somebody calls to say, hey, where's my check? We always try to offer the direct deposit to them. Those, you know, who are older, such as survivors, they tend to not really like the direct deposit, but most of the people that we retire now do choose direct deposit anyways.
All right, so if it's not a big deal, my recommendation is we do not have Attorney Cohen look into it, and we don't do anything about it, other than advise people that they should sign up.
Sounds good.
Carol, I would just be curious, without incurring a huge legal fee, but we're on a standard bill right now, right?
Yeah. The, whatever I do is.
Could you just, I would be curious to determine if that in fact is still the issue, if the state of Connecticut is the one that has indicated that you cannot, employers of any kind in the state of Connecticut could not require employees or pensioners to have direct deposit, had to be an option on their end. Because again, I know at the time when I was there, people did complain that, that they didn't want direct deposit. Some people were just the old fashioned type. They wanted that check in their hand, go to the bank and cash it. Other people said, I don't have direct deposit. I don't have a computer or anything to deal with. So I would be just curious to see if the state still has that requirement.
Okay. What does the city require for its employees?
Well, no, we couldn't because
I was just wondering what the city does for employees.
No, I don't think it's required.
Direct deposit?
Yeah.
No, but we're trying to go in that direction.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll look into it. Is anyone in Corp Council looking into it as well? Do you know or?
Yeah, we've reviewed it. But I don't know if it's different for retirees versus employees.
Correct.
It's a union contractual issue for us. And so we're working through that.
So it might be a union contractual issue for the pension payments too. I mean, that makes sense. It would be the same. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't seem like it's, if it's not burdensome, I think on our side, it would be much easier for folks, but because there's many, many more employees that get a paper check.
All right, so you will do that, and I appreciate it.
Yep, I'll do that.
Is there any other issue that has to be addressed today? If not, this might be a record that broke my last record. If not, can I ask for the trustees to entertain a motion of adjournment?
So moved.
Kathy. All right, it's been made. Is there a second to the motion?
Mr. Chair, this is Mark Pedrosimone. I'll second it.
Okay, is there discussion on this motion? All right, in the absence of discussion on the motion, I would like to call for a voice vote. Trustee Whetstone?
Aye.
Trustee Graves?
Yes.
Trustee Elker?
Yes.
Trustee Zangari?
Yes.
Trustee Gormany?
Yes.
Trustee Pedrosimone?
Aye.
And Trustee Sagnella is also an aye. That's it then. I think it's a...
Jerry, could you stay on with Leanna? I just...
Sure.
Some
sure, I would.
Paperwork